This is Oren. You're joining me here from CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the traditional, unceded, and Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nation in so-called Vancouver. This afternoon, I am joined by...
Lana!
Fabio.
And Fabio
in studio.
Woo!
For 24 hours of student power. How is everyone doing?
Awesome. This is like, okay, it's only my second fill-in today, but I feel like I'm just doing fill-ins back to back.
Right.
But, you know, all
loving
in the
it.
Spirit of 24 hours of student power.
Yeah, power to the students.
Empowered by the fact that my classes got canceled today.
Exactly. Yeah, so cool. So I guess we'll talk about our first song that we just played, the Yassified Lil Uzi Vert. That was Baby Cakes. It just dropped, I think it was like last week. Baby Cakes, Miramasa, Lil Uzi Vert, Shy Girl, and of course Pink Panther S. Very much a remake of the old song Baby Cakes, sampled from the 90s, I think. I did my homework. I just don't remember.
It shows, don't worry.
Yeah, no, exactly. Oh my goodness. I need to look at my notes because we have so much to talk about today. So many fun topics to talk about. As I've already said, we are doing a special broadcast for 24 hours of student power. We just wanted to talk about a bit how important it is to have on-campus radio experience, and opportunities like this and having a resource that is so accessible for students on campus is truly a dream.
It is.
I think we should, I'm Did we? I think we already introduced ourselves. Lana Fabio Oren. Yes. All yes. Students. So the theme of today's broadcast in my little head was to do like club music, but at 3 p.m. So
we deserve it.
Because we deserve it. So I think like overarching the title theme is like club matinee.
I like that.
Isn't it great? It's really it was
good. Mimosa yeah. clubbing.
Exactly. No, this is for everyone who wants to be at a club, but they're this in traffic. Is,
mommy needs her weekday mimosa and clubbing.
Literally that. If we could have just embodied that in a theme, that's like literally
everyone us. Find your inner kids suburban mom.
Oh no, literally.
Yeah.
No, very much kids Lana. okay, so on top of that, we have, I guess we'll get into the music. This is going to be basically like a music show. We're
awesome.
Going to play all the great hits. So yeah, we have an amazing track list lined up. We are playing Sophie, some Charlie Baby, some No Doubt, and so much more.
Oh, No Doubt.
Yes.
That's a good yes. throw. I haven't heard No Doubt. Yeah, awesome.
Oh my God, yeah.
I'm excited.
I had a fill-in yesterday, and I played No Doubt, so I feel very much like we need to keep it going.
Yeah, we do.
We do. So, without further ado, let's jump into some music. We have so many songs you don't want to miss out. And I think we're going to do the little block programming where we're like, oh, let's play three songs and let's talk about it. So, with that in mind, let's get into our next song, Arca and Sophie Lachiki on 101.9 FM. I was gonna give myself like my show tag. It was gonna be like, you're listening to Planet Floss now.
Yay!
I should, okay.
Plug it.
For people that don't know, I also have a show called Planet Flossin every other Tuesday at 11 p.m.
Oh my God, I'm so starstruck.
Yeah, Star in the Studio, we, as in me, the sole person, celebrated 1 year on radio the other day, so it was really cute and really fun. But enough of that, we'll talk about that later. Let's just jump into some Lachiki here on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Tick 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 t Yeah.
Hello, hello, hello.
That was so smooth.
Oh, I just, I know. It shows
just
that I...
just a natural.
It's true. It shows that I have, like, a DDJ at home. It's like, yeah, I can mix.
Yeah, I mix.
You're literally not. Anyways, okay, so we're back. We're here for a student broadcast. 24 Hours of Student Power. Fun little fill-in.
Yes.
I'm joined by...
Lana.
And
Fabio.
Fabio.
Fabio. Speaking of Fabio.
Speaking of Fabio.
Yeah.
The Fabio in question.
The Fabio in question. Yeah. We were just, yeah, we were talking about books while this was playing.
Yeah. From club to books. Mm-hmm.
From, yeah.
The educated club.
Our book club.
Book club.
Book clubbing.
Book clubbing.
So, yeah, Fabio, do you want to continue?
Talk about theory.
Oh, God, I'm not going to talk about theory on air.
The theory in question.
The theory in question. The praxis in question.
Exactly. Yeah. Praxis is the way to go. Who actually has time to sit down and read books now?
True. So, tell us what you're reading.
You're so right. They should listen to radio.
I think so,
radio.
Too. It's like reading, but with sound.
Your ears.
Yeah, it's like reading with your ears.
What a sensory overload.
It's just like too much. It's just like, yeah, it's radio. Yeah. And that's that.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are we all reading? I'm kind of stuck in the middle of like three different books all at once.
Yeah.
I'm like, I was on my like Joan Didion phase.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I read, what was it called? Play It As It Lays in like a day. I was like, yeah.
You're like, I'm always saying this.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh my God, relatable.
She took the thoughts right out of your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Should be accredited.
Yeah. But I also want to get into more books. And then I'm like, I'm looking at my other books. I'm like,
yeah, but once you find a good book, I'm like, guys, this is such a hot take. Once you find a good book, you can't stop. You can't put it down.
That's like,
and then you're like, now yeah. I remember why I love reading.
Exactly.
But it's so hard to get into it if you're so distracted by a million other things.
Yeah.
Exactly. But yeah, Fabio, what are you reading?
Yeah.
I'm reading Aesthetics and Politics, which sounds boring, but it's really just five German men arguing with each other for like 200 pages and like being really sassy towards one another because they disagree with whatever they think about, like, paintings or something. I don't really care. I'm only there
right.
for the drama. But it's really good. And if you
debate.
Like aesthetics, you should read it.
If you like Germans.
If you like Germans and aesthetics.
If you like German aesthetics, yeah. I study film, so I love German aesthetics.
Yeah.
What is it? Expressionism?
Yeah, German Expressionism.
German Expressionism. Does German Expressionism, like, was it also a literary movement?
It was literary.
Yeah, right.
German Romanticism as
right.
well.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
We know. We know the
I actually, over the weekend, I went to see Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto No. 2 at the Orpheum.
Wow.
And, yeah, I know, it's my favorite one. My whole life came full circle. And yeah, it was a really nice experience, but then they played I think it was one of Schumann's symphonies, I don't know, and it was so boring, and there wasn't even an intermission, and they knew exactly what they were doing because they wouldn't let anyone leave. There was no intermission. People were being escorted to the bathroom.
Oh no! Oh
and,
my goodness!
Yeah, and they put the concerto first,
yeah.
So they absolutely knew.
Yeah.
But anyway,
oh my goodness,
that
yeah.
was such a tangent. But yeah,
that,
speaking
no.
of German.
Well, that reminds me, I don't want to name drop it. I was at the Venice Film Festival a few years ago.
I don't want to name drop.
I don't want to name drop it,
I'm
but,
a pretty big deal.
But I was at that International Film Festival. And because I was on exchange and like tickets were like $12.
Oh,
they were literally
my God.
$12. And I just remember being like, oh my goodness, I really, really have to go to the bathroom. And then the person like next to me or beside me like went to the washroom and they locked the doors after. So like you couldn't get back into the show.
Let me out.
They're just like, no, we're not going to let you back in.
They didn't let you in?
No. They didn't let the person that was beside me back in.
Oh, why?
And I was just like, well, because they went to the bathroom and they didn't want to open the door like during the show.
Oh my God.
And it was just like, well, either that was a critic leaving... or just someone had to go to the washroom, but I think it was the latter.
Yeah.
I think someone just had to go and they just wouldn't let them back in. But okay. Anyways.
That's literally classic.
But yeah. No, but that reminded me of just being like escorted to the washroom yeah. like, during a show. Like that's like.
That's like the Victory Square bathrooms. Those are so scary. I had such a like visceral experience.
Oh no.
My first time going to the Victory Square bathroom and there's like a. What's it called? Oh my God. I hate it when. Whatever. The word will come to me. Yeah. But there's an attending. There's an attending yeah. with a gate and everything. And right. you have to buzz.
Right.
And it's just not a fun experience. Like right. at night. It's right, so right. scary.
Yeah.
Bathrooms. Very depersonalizing moment.
Right.
But yeah.
But. Speaking of arts and culture.
Toilet. At concerts.
Oh my God. I heard there's a, I saw on TikTok like a German toilet is like made into a restaurant. Like it was like this really historic
toilet.
Toilet, like restroom. And it's like a really good restaurant now or something.
In that one.
In that, no, it's like shaped as a washroom, an outdoor washroom.
Oh, yeah. That is so.
It was like kind of cute.
Berlin cutting edge.
It is very much Berlin.
Yeah.
Speaking of cutting edge in arts and culture, should we listen to our next three songs?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yar.
So we didn't even talk about the ones before that, but that we just played. Well, okay.
Okay, let's.
First of all, let's go back a little bit.
Okay.
We listened to Lachiki. Arca and Sophie. Then we listened to the Stupid Love Cuckoo Chloe remix, which was just amazing as always. Mm-hmm. Hits every time.
I love Cuckoo Chloe.
Oh, me too.
Such a trance.
I just love. Yeah. I'm in love. I think that Cuckoo or Chloe is like Cuckoo or Chloe, but Chloe, Cuckoo Chloe is on tour with Dorian Electra right now.
Really?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
What a show yeah. to see. Okay, anyways, after that, we played Making Out by No Doubt because that is a personal favorite.
Yeah.
And I love Rocksteady. I love that album.
I love Gwen Stefani.
Love Gwen Stefani.
Bring her back.
Bring Gwen back.
Earth to We're, Gwen.
Gwen, we need a No Doubt reunion, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get into our next three songs because I know everyone's going to want to hear it. We're going to be starting our next three songs off with Charlie Baby, Charlie XCX, obviously. And then we're going to go into two really amazing Sophie tracks, which we just have to. I know Fabio wants to discuss after.
Absolutely. You have to play Sophie. Like, exactly. I'm pretty sure it's yeah. required.
It's three Sophie songs in a row, technically. Because Sophie produced Charlie's song.
Sophie produced everything.
Sophie produced everything. Yeah. Truly. No, literally. It, we no, can talk yeah. about that later.
We can, yeah. yeah. We literally Sophie could. In herself is like a massive topic.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah. Me and Fabio were theorizing. We're like, maybe we should do just a Sophie hour.
Yeah, we should.
There's more than enough stuff to play.
There's so.
There you know,
so
beautiful. My first ever Music Collective episode last year.
Yeah.
It fell around the fun drive kind of era, and you know how the themes sort of tend to center around Valentine's Day
right.
and love, because fun drive falls during that period.
Love.
So yeah, my song was Sophie, It's Okay to Cry.
Ugh.
And we can talk more about it later, but I just really think that Sophie embodies love of self and that of kind of transcends any other form of love. And we can go on, but
at length,
anyway, here's Sophie.
Yeah, well, here's Charlie Baby first. And well, I guess here's Sophie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because Charlie Baby and Sophie. Okay, well, here is Secret by Charlie XCX here on CITR 101.9 FM with Lana and Fabio on this very special broadcast. Bye-bye.
Yeah, good girl shouldn't party. We do what we supposed to do. Speak but never shatter. Get home, be in bed by two. But I don't want follow that no more. I see myself all over you for sure. You got me breaking all the rules, Lego. If I share my secret,
My face is the front of shop. My face is the real shop front. My shop is the face I front. I'm real when I shop my face. wash on my face.
Woo! TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit CITR.ca/Discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
Hello, hello, and we're back here on CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to the Club Matinee Takeover. You're joined with Lana and Fabio. And we just listened to a lot of songs. Maybe you heard, we said we were going to play three, but we played four.
We played four. We went crazy.
We lied.
Do we have any integrity?
Is there any evidence to support this class?
No.
Anyways, so we're talking about...
When you put students on air.
When you put students playing Sophie on air...
So there's lots to unpack here.
There's too much.
If we assess all facets of the problem.
Exactly. So we were talking about Sophie Auer. We have to unpack. So for context, we just heard Secret or Shh by Charli XCX, produced by Sophie. And then we went into Face Shopping. Then we went hard, literally. Too hard. And then we ended that off. We ended that block program with Pony by. Yeah.
Lots of texture.
Texture, pots, pans.
Yeah. Yeah, I was saying how I fell asleep to Pony Boy on the plane once, which was riveting.
A mistake.
Yeah, it was a mistake because now every time I hear it, I feel so disoriented and like. Yeah. Because you know when you wake up?
Sometimes.
Do you ever just wake up?
Do you ever just like...
Yeah, it was just very... It was not a welcoming thing to wake up to, but...
On a plane, of all places.
Yeah, I was like, whoa.
I mean, if you tried hard enough, you could probably Pavlov yourself into getting sleepy every time
Pony Boy comes on. Yeah.
Oh my god, yeah, a classic.
I only fall asleep to club music now.
Mm-hmm. It's actually... No, it's me too. No, it's true.
It's relaxing.
I listen to
it's
Planet Flauston every night.
Every other Tuesday.
11 p.m. and that's how I fall asleep.
Exactly. That's how I want people to fall asleep. Yeah. To my voice. To my distorted. If people don't know, I distort my voice. There's a voice changer, so.
Mechanic. Voice mechanic.
Voice engineer.
Voice engineer.
But yeah, okay, Fabio, you had lots of thoughts on Sophie.
I just in general do.
Yeah.
Air
them out. On air.
Oh, boy.
Don't air them out, but air them out.
I mean...
Because you love.
Obviously. Yeah. Yeah, we were talking, I think Sophie was actually made personally for CITR, so we could play it right now. Like, that is
exactly
why the songs exist.
Yeah.
That was a theory.
For the specific hour that we're playing.
It's all about us.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But, like, obviously, like, music can be divided into before Sophie and after Sophie.
I'm good at pre-Sophie, post-Sophie.
Exactly. Like, yeah. This is where it starts.
No. Just all the eras all at once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hyperpop.
There is no era. There is just before Sophie and after Sophie.
Yeah, no, Sophie invented hyperpop, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Sophie invented music, actually.
Sophie actually invented the instrument.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just in general, the instrument.
Sasha's agreeing outside the atrium.
No, exactly. Yeah. Sasha knows.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for the sport. Yeah. Critical music.
Yeah. Critical music.
I was gonna be like, oh, critical theory, and then I'm like, wait, why?
Oh no.
No, like, why would I say that? This is critical theory. Where Sophie rewrote critical theory.
Sophie is praxis. Like,
yeah.
Oh, well, obviously.
Obviously. No, but in all seriousness, Sophie did actually invent hyperpop.
No, like, it's that's, true. That's she one invented thing so many can, different genres. Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. You hear Sophie's influence in literally every song.
Yeah.
No, it's like completely true.
The new era of hyperpop and industrial techno.
Yeah.
All the underground club scene really is like not even, it's like an indirect homage to her.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Exactly. You just, it's like every time so being the little nerd that I am, I downloaded her sample pack from Splice or whatever. And once I started listening to all the sounds, I was just like, I could literally pick out like which samples were used in like other people's songs. And I was like, this is a Sophie sample.
Yeah.
Like you
can always
this.
Tell. Yeah. And that's how you can tell a great artist.
Exactly.
You always,
taste.
So recognizable, taste. But also so versatile. Like, I think even in the few tracks we've just heard now, there's so much versatility and range. Lots of
it's
facets
true.
Here.
No, there's so many things to
it's
unpack.
True, yeah.
And before we unpack that,
we keep saying that and we don't unpack.
And then
any
we, but we
it.
Don't. But then
we're like
no.
There's a lot to unpack, just so you know. But we're not going.
But we're not going into
nuance
it.
Nuance is lame. We don't need to.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. We don't have to be critical.
No.
This is a party. This is Club Matinee.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyways, we're going to jump into some more Pink Panther-esque.
Love her.
We love. With the LSD XOXO remix, which is just absolutely amazing. So we're going to do that now. We're also going to play some Pedal Supply, Love. And, what was that?
Love, Metal Hyperpop.
Yeah, I hope. Did listeners hear that? Was that a little? Do we just have a little crossfade?
Uh oh.
Which is really funny. Anyways, so we're going to jump in to Pain by Pink Panther-esque here on CITR 101.9 FM. Right about now. Or not. Actually, so I've decided that the sound on my Mac is not.
Is this a game?
Just kidding. Okay, here it is. Pain, Pink Panther-esque on CITR 101.9 FM.
It's time you look at me, everything feels alright. I just wanna be with you.
Con tu lollipop, pop, 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 pop.
And we're back here on CITR 101.9 FM.
24 hours of student power, baby.
24.
We are on the, 15th hour?
We're on the 15th.
We're wrapping up the 15th. So keep tuning in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep tuning in. There's going to be so much fun for the rest of the day, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing programming.
You know what's going to be really fun? At 7 p.m.
7 p.m. plug it.
Tune in to Spit in Your Ear.
Spit in Your Ear.
Really cool feature from a student project. but I will not spoil anything because you got to come and listen. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Keep them on their toes.
Keep them.
I've been trying to figure out what 24 minus 15 is for the past, 10 seconds to see how many hours we have left, and I could not do it. I failed.
No. I can't do it either.
It's 9, wait. Right?
9, right?
9. I don't know.
Wait, no. Okay, so we're going to 8 hours. Because it's 4. It's going to be 4 o'clock.
Okay, at 4. But when it was 3, it would have been...
Right. It would have been 9.
So 9 hours left of 24 hours of student power.
Technically...
Well, now 8.
Now 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah. Oopsie doopsie. yeah. So we have 3 minutes left, I think. It's counting down. We have to say our goodbyes soon. Oh. But.
No.
But we can pack.
So this we left you all with lots to unpack.
Yeah.
And now we're going to pack it all back up. Yeah. And.
Yeah.
Are we gonna?
We're gonna. We're literally going to. We're gonna back up. No, we have a very special track.
Anyway,
exactly.
Stream Sophie.
So our plan is to play Sophie as we say goodbye, because we're about to say goodbye. It's been a really great time.
Yeah.
It's been so good. So I'm just, okay. Well, anyways, thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank
here.
You all.
Thank you so much.
Oh my God, that was
and
so
stream
shaky.
Sophie.
24 stream hours Sophie. Power, obviously. This has been Club Matsine Takeover for 24 Hours of Student Power. Signing out.
Bye-bye.
Forget I would know you best. I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but I think your inside is your best side. I'm high, was that a teardrop in your eye? I never thought I'd see you cry. Just know whatever hurts, it's all mine. It's okay to cry. It's okay to cry. See the truth through all the lies. Even after all this time, just know you've got nothing to hide. It's okay to cry. 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 I remember one time you were lost. I came to find you. Front door, that was you I'd never seen before. And I saw the magazine you were reading, and I read the page. And if I had just one single wish I could have said this. It's okay to cry. I'm high, was that a teardrop in your eye? I never thought I'd see you cry. Just know whatever hurts, it's all mine. It's okay to cry, it's okay to cry. I see the truth through all the lies. And even after all this time, just know you've got nothing to hide. It's okay to cry, it's okay to cry. There's a world inside you. I know what it feels like.
wanna go there with you. Could we walk up the pace? Maybe. If we shine some light there, it won't be so hard. I wanna know this part of you.
Was that a teardrop in your eye? I never thought I'd see you cry. Just know whatever hurts, it's all mine. It's okay to cross, okay.